This is the Football Japan Minutecast for the 9th of March 2009. I'm Ben Mabley. The two promoted clubs stole the headlines in J1 this weekend as the curtain was raised on the new season with 32 goals in 9 games. Last season's J2 champions Sanfrecce Hiroshima marked their return to the top flight with a 4-2 win at Yokohama F. Marinos, but the real story of the opening day was a 6-2 hammering for 3-times champions Jubilo Iwata at home to newcomers Montedeo Yamagata. 4 goals in the final 15 minutes, including a pair from Yu Hasegawa, made Yamagata's first ever outing in J1 a real day to remember, and underlined the size of the task facing Jubilo manager Masaaki Yanagishita if his side are to avoid another battle against relegation this year. In a pair of clashes between two prospective title contenders, champions Kashima Antlers got off to a fine start with a 2-0 win over Urawa Reds, while a second-half double from new signing Davi helped Nagoya Grampus come from a goal behind to beat Oita Trinita 3-2. Asian champions Gamba Osaka won 3-0 at Jeff United Chiba, with a goal each from their new strikers Leandro and Choje Jin, while Alberex Niigata were another of Saturday's big winners with a surprise 4-1 rout at FC Tokyo. Kawasaki Frontale were held 1-1 at home to Kashiwa Reysol, while in Sunday's games, Omiya Ardija and Shimizu S-Pulse drew a blank at the NAC 5 Stadium, and Kyoto Sanga beat Vissel Kobe 1-0 in a derby of sorts at Nishikyogoku. Finally, King Kazu Kazuyoshi Miura set a new J-League record yesterday when he appeared for J2 side Yokohama FC at the age of 42 years and 10 days in their 2-1 defeat at Shonan Bellmare. The colourful striker, who had spells with Genoa and Dynamo Zagreb in the 1990s, beats the record of his former international teammate Rui Ramos. Join us again for more from Football Japan this Friday. Thanks for listening.